Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Oh, yeah. I ever told you how much I love naan?
Naan. Yeah.
I catch you off guard over there?
That's tasty bread. I didn't think we were talking food.
That's tasty.
Let's go.
I love naan, Katie.
I really do.
I made some chicken tikka masala last night.
And yummy.
I did the thing when it was, done and over with. I had the bowl there that was empty. I took me a naan and used that as a squeegee on the bowl.
Ugh.
Good call.
Sop it up.
Right into my mouth. Little pro tip, if you have a Sam's Club membership, it sounds like a big deal, like I made chicken tikka masala last night. They got the jars of the stuff there.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
It's like, why would you make it on your own, you know?
And each one of those spices costs like $20. So if you make it the first time, that's going to be a spendy dish. And then you can make it over and over and over again. But
ain't nobody want a spendy dish.
Yeah.
Tell you that right now.
You're going to put down some money to do it the first time.
So good last night. God, I love naan. Hey, guys, we're Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Denver's Mix 100. We're going to play Fast Five here in about an hour, so stick around for that. Like I had teased, Gen Z has a new TikTok food hack that's making the rounds this morning, and it is called air-fried pasta salad. It actually looks really good. So you boil your pasta till it's al dente, then you toss a little olive oil, salt and pepper on it, along with any spices that you enjoy. A little paprika, maybe a little oregano, garlic. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Put a little parm on there. Hails to the yes. And then you throw it in your air fryer until the noodles are crispy. I'm not mad at that at all. And then when you're done with that, you can add any sort of little chopped vegetables you want. You can put some dressing on it. A lot of the Z-ers are suggesting a little spritz of lemon. And then you can put, like, meat on it and stuff if you want. I'm for this. Have you ever air-fried pasta?
No, I don't know if I'd go. This reminds me of the crispy rice salad, which I'm a big fan
What's
of.
What's that one?
It's kind of the same thing, but you take your rice and you make it a little crispy, and then you take that crunchy rice and put it over a green leafy
salad.
Sounds
good, yeah.
It's so good.
I love a green leafy salad.
Yeah, but the pasta, I don't know. I don't like crunchy pasta a whole lot, even when it's like my pierogies.
Yeah.
You know, I like them a little softer than crispy. I just do. Like,
what's the curly cue pasta? The spirals.
Spirals, yeah.
Hey, believe it or not.
Like
aptly named. Yeah. Like, I feel like that would be good in the air fryer with your spices and a little parm on there, because all the little cracks and crevices hold the spice and the flavor.
Again,
and then
crunchy.
It's a little crunchy, but it's like, then you're sitting there watching a movie and you're eating it. I mean, why the hell not?
Maybe. I'd have to try it before I
put
something
in your pocket for like an all-staff meeting and you pull it out and you... No, you're not for it?
I don't know. I'd try it. I would try it and report back. But just initial thoughts on it, I'm like, I don't know if I'd like crunchy pasta.
I had the jasmine rice last night.
Such good rice for
with
you.
My naan.
They say if you can't do brown rice, stay away from the white rice, but go jasmine because it has a little bit more fiber. Keep you full longer.
I love the jasmine rice. And every time I make it, I always make the joke, sounds like a stripper.
Oh.
Jasmine rice. Whoa. We're going to have stripper rice tonight is generally what I call it. You kids want stripper rice? And they're stripper rice!
That's a good dad right there.
Dad, I love stripper rice!
Your kids are going to have so much therapy when they're older.
A lot of times in the morning before they go to school or whatever, they're like, Dad, can we have stripper rice tonight?
Oh my God. Only if you're good kids.
Only if you're good children. All right, so from that Gen Z story to this Gen Z story, and Katie, again, I'm wondering if you can relate to this, because isn't baby Nana a Gen Zer?
She is, right? Smack dab in the middle of
it. The headline of the story is Gen Z hates capital letters. They hate it.
Oh.
I don't know. Have you noticed that? Is she texting you with all lowercase? Have you noticed that at all?
No.
My sister does that.
Does
my
she?
Younger
does
sister, straight Gen Z, and she texts with no capital letters after periods.
Yeah, they say
Bothers
it's
the heck
rude
out of me.
Now. It's incredibly rude. They want all lowercase, so life is just calm and normal and conversational.
Like, what do they have against capital letters?
They say
so
remove
long?
All the caps, and then you just get this kind of even keel, life is good, don't worry about anything conversation.
You have to capitalize the beginning of a sentence. It's
not
part
with the Z-ers.
They're
not even capitalizing I anymore. It's a little lowercase I.
English teachers everywhere are just having little mini panic attacks.
Well,
like,
it's funny.
Wait
There's
a minute.
This linguist. His name is Tom Scott. Hi, I'm Tom Scott. Two first names. And he's talking about this habit of not using capital letters, and he had kind of a funny response to it on his TikTok.
I've never felt older in my life than when I've texted a Gen Z person and they only use lowercase letters. And then I bring up, like, why do you not use capital letters? And as I said it, I felt myself develop osteoporosis. Like, I got a goiter started to form. From how old I was. She was like, oh yeah, I turned it off on my phone so nothing capitalizes because it just feels so like formal and it's like what older people do. And I'm like, why does it make me old to use capital letters?
Yeah, that sucks. Like when you start feeling guilty because you're using proper punctuation and capitalizing letters.
I felt that okay, same boomer. Thing. Do you remember when they changed it from the double space after the period to the single space?
Yes.
Drove me crazy.
I never adapted to that.
I know. Even that was hard for me. But
I still do the double space.
I do the single space now just because it's correct. And I'm such a stickler
way
for
to cave.
Being, you know, proper English.
Fight the man.
Queen's English, if you will. But this I cannot get down with.
You got
to
fight the man.
I
still double space.
I do the single space.
And then, then I flip off my monitor.
They They changed the double space.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't just change the double space.
They're
you just
changing.
Can't go and do that all willy-nilly.
There
needs to be a vote.
There's got
to
be paperwork.
It needs to go to Congress. They need to change the Constitution. There needs to be a process. Not just one guy who's like, I'm sick of double tapping that space bar.
And there should have been a bigger deal about it because my kid was the one who told me, Mom, we're not double spacing anymore. I'm like, what are you talking about?
And she told you that in all lowercase.
No, yeah. I just can't keep up.
Why wasn't there riots in the streets?
For the double space. Yeah. No more single space. No more single space.
Join us. Join us in this fight. The JKJ double space fight.
Let's go.
Keep double spacing. Don't let them bring you down. And capitalize I, for God's sake.
Stand for what matters.
This is real life, people. Real life.